Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, sir, may I please have your zip code?
13620.
What was that, 13630?
620.
May I please have your first and last name?
James Rupert. You still there?
Give me just a moment. The computer's loading.
Well, who am I talking to? Who is this? What company and what
group
are
you? I'm a customer service agent at a call center that serves multiple companies. In order to assist you, I will have to try to locate an account for you. Okay, what was that last name again?
Rupert, R-U-P-E-R-T.
Okay, nothing pulled up under that first and last name. I've tried your zip code and also your phone number. How may I help you today?
Okay, I understood that last part. How can I help you? But who just, you said you can't find me or you did find me?
Is your first name James?
Yes.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
Well, I'm not sure which one. My legal address is in New York, but I'm in Florida for 3 months. You charge me $49 and some cents on my bank account. I have no idea who you are or what this is for. I'm trying to find out.
In order to assist you, I will have to try to locate an account for you. The zip code that I have here is 32976. I will need that address for security purposes.
Okay, that zip code, I'm in Florida, and that is for 1055 Sebastian Road, Barefoot Bay, Florida, 32976.
Thank you for the information. I do see where our meal plan was purchased. Do you recall doing a survey to enter into a sweepstakes to win an item? The item could have been an iPad, iPod, or even a Dyson vacuum cleaner on the 1st of December. I'm sorry, of February.
I took a survey from Verizon, but I didn't order. What did you say I ordered?
Do you recall doing a survey to enter into a sweepstakes to win an item? The item could have been an iPad, iPod, or even a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No, I did not.
Is there anyone in your household could have possibly signed up for this service without your knowledge?
No.
I remember doing a survey.
Listen, ma'am. I did a survey, and they said I would get it. It was through Verizon. Questions about my Verizon telephone or internet account, phone company, and they said I'd get a free iPad for $1. I gave information for that, and now I see a $49 bill on there. I don't want any part of this. You take me out of that.
Okay, so you do recall doing this survey. The reason why you were charged at $49.89 is because once you do that survey in those terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to before we take any charges away from you, it does state all of our customers will be automatically enrolled into a monthly subscription for our meal plan until they call in to get it canceled. Now, I do want to let you know with our meal plan, it does include meal plans and also recipe guides so you're able to eat better and also feel better. We do have a $20 discount going forward for that meal plan each month. Would you like that discount?
I don't want any part of this. I don't want no meal plan. I never was told about a meal plan.
Okay, all the information that has to be. All the information that has to be agreed to before we take any charges away from you. Being that you do not want that discount, I'll be more than happy to get the account canceled out for you today. Now, as for that charge, being that that charge, I'm sorry.
Do that. I want the charge
being
gone.
Being that that charge is a valid charge, and we do have a strict no-refund policy, being that we do provide those terms and conditions at the day of purchase. I can provide you with a 75% refund, which is a total of $37.41.
I never signed up for any meal plan. This is a scam. You people are crazy. There was nothing said about any meal plan. I have no... The whole thing's a scam. I want my $49 back. And if you don't do it, I'm going to call the Attorney General. This is bullshit.
Those terms and conditions, they do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase. There is no way for you to sign up for an iPad, an iPod, or even a Dyson vacuum cleaner if those terms and conditions aren't agreed to. The highest refund that I can do is that 75% refund. I can reach out to my supervisor to see if she can get you a higher refund. But the highest that I can go is a 75% refund. Would you like for me to do that for you today?
No, I want my money back. I don't know what you're talking about,
okay,
man.
Okay, so you don't want me to speak to my supervisor to see if I can get you a higher refund?
I just want my money back. You talk. I'll talk to anybody I need to talk to. You people are. This is a whole scam. There
Give
was nothing
just
on this thing
while I
about
reach
a,
out to my
a meal
supervisor.
Plan. Jesus Christ, what a freaking bunch of shit this is. Some kind of meal plan. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. I remember doing a survey for Verizon, but nothing was said about a meal plan. And they were going to give me an iPad for $1 because I took the survey.
Give me just a moment. I'm still speaking with my supervisor.
Yes. They want me to accept 75% of the charge back.
Okay, so after speaking with my supervisor, she agreed to a full refund of that $49.89. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Okay, so you're saying I will get a full refund, correct?
You will receive a refund of $49.89. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.